Oh, hi, everybody. It's not even 1 minute past one. Out quickly. I'm here. Barry's here.
Hello.
Max 2 is here.
Hello.
Sam is here.
Hello.
Did you have a nice show, Barry?
Yeah, it was good fun.
What would you rate yourself?
I'd give myself an 8.
An 8?
Yeah.
Oh, strong. What do you normally give yourself?
About 6. Depends, 6 or a 7.
All right. But you had some zingers in there.
I had a couple.
Yeah, you had a couple of zingers. Good dig at Parry.
Yeah.
Enjoyed that one. I interviewed my dad. That was nice and nostalgic.
Yeah, he's,
Graham Roberts was nice.
Well, Graham Roberts is one of those footballers I was slightly nervous about, you know, because he's so good.
Yeah.
And so exalted. I thought footballers are nice might be beneath him, but he very much entered into the spirit, I think.
He took it on board, didn't he? And guess the attendance, the gift that keeps on giving.
An absolute classic.
Yeah.
Gets the attendance.
Here's all of that and some more, or less, depending on what they put in the best bits. we'll be back next week. Good morning, everybody. This is the world's biggest sports radio station. It is TalkSport. Max Rushton and Barry Glendenning here until 1 in the afternoon. Barry, lovely to see you. You shook your head. That's the earliest recording head shake in the history of the warm-up. Why did you do that, Barry?
I would just like to state from the get-go that...
Are you saying this is nothing to do... This show is nothing to do with you?
It's your show.
Yeah.
I'm not on the jingle. After 3 years, or is it four, I'm still not on the jingle. It's still billed as the warm-up with Max Rushton.
Mm-hmm.
I am just a peripheral guest with no editorial input.
Okay.
And if we are doing a mooning special and it goes as well as I expect it to go, I just want to completely disassociate myself from it.
Why?
Because it's...
Do you think this is the lowest we've gone? I mean, I'm not sure.
I don't know. The bar is incredibly low. We're now sort of tunneling underground under the... So low is the bar. We can run with it. If it isn't working, we can just pretend.
It never happened.
It never happened.
I mean, most of the phone-in ideas, we stop at around midday anyway because we're sort of busy, aren't we?
Yeah.
So, would you like the agenda for today's show, then?
Well, first I'd like to... I'm guessing Cascarino is listening.
Mm-hmm.
Either in his car on the way home or to his golf.
What do you think he's in? A Megane?
Well,
soft top Porsche. We have Cascarino driving.
I've seen the cars parked outside. I was trying to figure out which one I thought would be Cascarino's.
Mm-hmm.
So I reckon it's 4x4.
Oh, okay. Anyway, what's your problem with Tony Cascarino?
Well, he's left me. I've had to sit into his seat. You know, it's a changeover. I get in his seat. Yeah. You're in Georgie's.
Yeah.
He left a full cup of cold Costa coffee there.
Okay.
There are coffee stains all over the table.
Oh,
he left all his notes.
Oh.
And there's crisps all over the floor around my feet. So if you hear a crunching sound, listeners, that is me treading on Tony Cascarino's discarded savoury snacks.
He's a mucky pup.
Yeah. The crisps may not be his. They could be someone else's from last night.
Who was doing that long stretch? Was it Ballard doing the 8 hours in the middle of the night? Slowly.
Ballard's Doritos.
You reminded me that we once did the quiz Ballard or Mallard, where we played clips and it was either Bob Ballard talking or it was
a duck.
And I'd forgotten what was...
I don't know how you could have forgotten that.
All right, here's...
Do you remember Prutton's Buttons?
Well, I remember Prutton, Button, Sutton or Hutton.
Yeah.
Well,
Prutton dressed as lamb. They were heady days, Max.
They really were, weren't they? I mean, we, it's almost like we've exhausted all the good radio features. And then we found guest the attendance.
Yeah.
Now, last night I was hosting a testimonial dinner for a Cambridge United centre-back, Josh Coulson, who's been there for 10 years. And one of our ex-players, Ryan Donaldson, who's now at Plymouth, got promoted with Plymouth. He is one of the Facebook 7.
Oh.
So we're live on Facebook, facebook.com.
Hello, Ryan.
A Max Rushton. And he said he couldn't believe how good guest the attendance was.
All right.
You know, so look, we We read out all feedback, positive and negative, and it's very rare we get positive. So we're going to revel in it. Guess the attendance, as endorsed by current professional footballers, and that's worth talking about, right?
I watched Take Me Out, by the way, last night.
Oh, what do you think? I mean, that is, it's not a guilty pleasure; it's just a pure pleasure for me.
Paddy McGuinness is a Culverhouse fan.
Yeah, he is. Yes, yeah.
Celebrity Culverhouse fan. Mm-hmm. Although he doesn't understand the game; it's too complex for him.
That's right.
And I think I now know why, having seen Take Me Out.
It's such a great show. That,
I'll be honest, I lasted about 8 minutes.
You could go on it. You know when they go down the chute and you could do a little dance, Barry, and then go, I'm Barry and I'm from Offaly. And all, and the lights would just go, do, 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 do. That would be, I'd love that.
I take it that's not a good thing, no.
No, that's not a good thing. Would you go on it?
Would I go
yeah.
on
it? No. Why not?
Because the lights would go, do, 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 when I, as soon as I open my mouth.
Oh, it just gives me so much pleasure.
I probably wouldn't even have to open my mouth. They'd just take one look at me. Do, 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 do.
All right, look, here's the agenda for today's show. Here's how the show works. A 10-point agenda. If we achieve everything on the agenda, great show. And if we don't, it doesn't matter because nothing in life matters. Someone stopped me at Waterloo Station, right? And he said, oh, Max, listen to the show. You know when you say nothing else matters?
Yeah.
Is that because, you know, you're a nihilist? I was like, that was not a question I was expecting. Normally, I'm just like, you know, someone stops me and says, you know, have you got Helen's number or something like that? So it was quite interesting to get have a discussion of philosophy at 10 in the morning at Waterloo Station. Hello to whoever you are. Right, so point one on the agenda, we talk mooning, as Barry wants to do. Point two, Max and Barry's Premier League review is here. Point three, we'll find out what Alan McAnally is wearing and get all the odds for the Premier League games. Three games in the Premier League today. Midday kickoff at Palace Hall, remember. Point four, we'll talk West Ham-Liverpool with Tommy Walsh. Point five, we have a big game of Culverhouse. Point six, we find out if a Spurs legend has more tellies than David O'Leary. Point seven, this is exciting, an exclusive interview with my dad. They all wanted him. Piers Morgan's life stories, the one show. He was going on the one show and sit there awkwardly like the Prime Minister. But he said he'd do, no fee either. He first went to White Hart Lane in 1949.
My father's going to be very upset about this. He'd be envious, jealous.
Well, when we're doing a subject about, you know, veterinary long rubber gloves and cows, Dr. Glenn Denning's the man.
Okay.
Point eight, Justin Morehouse versus Barry Glendenning, and guess the attendance. Point nine, Kevin Day. He might be live from Palace. He might give his boy. He is going to the game. So Kevin Day will be live from Selhurst Park at half time. So a big part of me, and I think you as well.
Oh, absolutely.
Nothing against Kevin, but it would be good if Palace were losing at half time just to hear the pain and suffering.
Ideally, losing 3-0.
No, no, no. You want there to be hope, don't you?
But there's always hope.
Is there?
Okay, no, there isn't.
The 10th point does not exist anymore. I'm not allowed to tell you about it. So, look, if you'd like to get involved with the show, we were thinking about every other radio show I've heard in the last week has done your memories of White Hart Lane, and we're going to get them from Graham Roberts. We'll get them from my dad as well. But so we thought we'd go, what should be the next ground to be knocked down and why? Is there anyone particularly you... I mean, essentially, this is who's your rival. judging by the tweets we've got, Sam says Millwall. Daz says Old Trafford because it's full of... And then I can't read that. David says Celtic Park. Dave says whatever ground you're in whilst you're in it. Hashtag Team Lovejoy. Thank you, Dave.
I reckon the Emirates.
Do you?
Yeah, it's a really bad ground.
Well, they should start again.
Yeah, they just designed it all wrong. It's a template for everything that is wrong about a football ground.
John Clark says, Fratton Park, I've never left with feeling in my toes. I would go that for Kenilworth Road. But maybe just, and he was, I would build a new stadium with underfloor heating.
The coldest I have ever been at a football, in my life.
Oldham?
No, Kenilworth Road.
Yeah, that's incredible. It was his own microclimate.
Yeah, I went to a game just as a punter. I wasn't working or anything. On a Tuesday night in the middle of winter, and I forgot my gloves and hat. And oh my God.
The other subject we're doing very briefly before we go to the break, there was a moon in Eurovision. It was great to see. It gave everyone a great deal of pleasure. He really went for it, including the wiggle. So I thought we'd build a football. This is the thing
you obviously didn't see this. I was watching.
Yeah.
And Yeah, it was during the interval act, for anyone who doesn't know. And they had last year's winner on, the Ukrainian lady, doing her latest single. She's a big star in Ukraine now. And while she was on a round stage, not very big stage, and while she was on, this guy draped in an Australian flag, who apparently may not have been Australian.
No, Ukrainian, apparently.
Got on the stage, and you thought, oh, this must be part of the act. And then you see him going to unbuckle his belt, and you're like, uh-oh, this isn't, something's going wrong here. And then, yeah, down came his strides, and he gave it a good double, treble, quadruple wiggle.
He did.
Before being bundled away by a man in a black security shirt.
So bringing it back to sport, footballers who've mooned you or just whose backsides you've seen, but in a classy way, obviously. Alex Wallace. I saw Celestine Babayaro on a nudist beach in California a few years ago. He was very nice, but he wouldn't let me take a picture. And this Chris says, I once saw Peter Ramage going for a wee like he was still at primary school in a Newcastle nightclub. Trousers round his ankles. Premier League review is next.
Max and Barry's Premier League review on TalkSport.
So, yeah, Barry, let's have a look back at the games in the Premier League. Should we start at the Hawthorns then? I know it was a while ago, but we should give Chelsea some credit for winning the Premier League. After all, that's quite an impressive feat, isn't it?
Yes, well done, Chelsea, for winning the Premier League. It was a very impressive feat. they made heavy weather of it. They played West Brom twice, obviously, this season in the Premier League. 1-0 in both games. Their winners came late in both games, and they were made to work very hard by a West Brom team. I'll be honest, I thought would roll over because they've more or less been paddling around in the sea and making sandcastles and drinking cocktails since they beat Arsenal in the middle of March.
You know when they put commentary on after the games happened? You know, sometimes they add a little bit of commentary to make it sound like they know what they're doing.
I wasn't aware that was a thing.
Do you know, on Match of the Day, I'm sure we've discussed it with each other.
Have we?
On Match of the Day, sometimes they go back and they say, oh, I wonder what Robert Huth's coming up for this corner,
and then he scores a header. Is that not quite duplicitous?
Well, I don't know.
I suppose TV is a very duplicitous industry.
It's all lies, TV.
Smoke and mirrors.
So Batshuayi, as he's coming on, they're like, well, the last time he came on, it took him 6 minutes to score a goal, you know, his only goal. Let's put the clock on him. I thought that was a bit... I very much doubt they did that right at the time. I might be wrong.
Batshuayi, actually, after the game was over and the celebrations were in full flow on the pitch, the Guardian's top photographer, Tom Jenkins, borrowed one of his cameras and took about 86 different pictures with two of Tom's cameras. Because the camera Batshuayi took, he was using it and taking photos of the celebrations and the fans, many of which I think are in today's Observer, if you want to see them. They're not very good, to be honest, but Tom needed
He's not a professional photographer, is he?
No, he's not. Okay. But Tom offers a critique. You can definitely see it on the website. Of his... Because it's happened before. Santi Cazorla took one of his cameras after Arsenal won the FA Cup, I think it was. Anyway, Tom needed the particular camera Batshuayi had borrowed back. So he said, you know, give it back to me. So Batshuayi gave it back to him, but took another of his cameras.
And carried on.
Yes. And unlike Santi Cazorla, he didn't just abandon this very expensive piece of kit in the middle of the pitch.
I suppose Batshuayi hasn't taken many shots this season, has he? So
well, he has. He took 86 after the game, but most
three
were not on target.
Okay. Is he your favourite Mickey, Batshuayi? Because mine's Mickey Mellon in football terms.
Oh, can't you put me on the spot now?
That's okay. That's a tricky question. I'm
Mickey
here to ask.
Mickey Quinn.
Oh, Mickey Quinn. No, I'm with Mickey Mellon. And that puts Chelsea level on title wins with Sunderland, I read.
Does it?
Hmm.
Oh, okay. Oh, so well, good for them.
Impressive. On the Premier League mic head cover watch, the Premier League's microphone heads are getting bigger and bigger and bigger as the season goes on. It was exactly the same size as Tony Pulis's head.
Wow.
Yeah. It's not the biggest head, Tony's, but, you know, those head covers are getting enormous. Sunderland 0, Swansea 2. There was a lovely moment when they cut to a Swansea fan who was, I mean, a Sunderland fan. Sort of, he was either asleep or just desperately in pain or so bored. But it was like a mixture of the three. And the commentator said, "He's just about awake." And I thought, sort of encapsulates what it must have been to be a Swansea fan, a Sunderland fan.
Sunderland players didn't try a leg. They've been criticised for not going to thank the fans afterwards for supporting them all season. I don't think it's that big a deal because I'm sure the fans would probably just have abused them and they'd have deserved every bit of abuse they got. Those few fans that obviously that were still left in the stadium by the time the final whistle went.
When you take it out of a context of a football ground, if you asked any human, would you like to walk over there and clap and be shouted at? How many humans do you think would do it? But it is a fair point. Fans automatically love the player
the dance, you know. I would prefer, as I said when we were on Georgie and Tony's show earlier, I would prefer if the players showed their appreciation to the fans by putting in a bit of effort while the game is on rather than waiting until after the game is over. But anyway, they didn't either, and most of them will be gone next season, and good riddance to the lot of them, apart from Jordan Pickford and Jermaine Defoe. I think the best thing that happened that game yesterday was the proceeds of all the programme sales went to the Bradley Lowry fund, and he got to lead out the team with his Bezzy mate, Jermaine Defoe. And it's really sad to see what's happening to that poor little fella. But he's shown more fight than any of... or most of the squad of players that he loves so much.
I mean, you've been very critical of Sunderland as a football team, but they've dealt with that situation brilliantly. Couldn't have been better, I would say.
Yeah.
Have we got time for one more game, have we? Oh, okay. No, we don't. So look, we'll look at Man City. No, we're just on two games. We've got more to come, but there's plenty of time.
Because I have a lot of notes.
Yeah, I've got lots too.
You've asked me about two games I didn't actually take notes on. I was making bacon sandwiches.
You bluffed very well.
On digital radio and 1089 and 1053 AM. Talk Sport.
Good morning, this is the warm-up on TalkSport. Max and Barry here until one. Team's just walking out at Selhurst Park. A huge game for Crystal Palace and Hull. Crystal Palace, if Hull don't get anything out of that game, I think they're relegated, aren't they?
No, they have to win.
They have to absolutely win. There you go. Well, I've predicted a 2-1 win for Hull. Not quite sure why. Mainly because I just want something. I want something to be alive on the last day of the Premier League.
Well, the tedious race to be scrape into European qualification will be alive, won't it?
Oh, okay, we can go big on that next Sunday.
Yeah, it'll be massive.
Well, I'm actually slightly surprised.
The right to get knocked out before the group stages by Celtic or Grasshopper Zurich or IFK Gothenburg.
To play a weakened team in the preliminary rounds of the Europa League in June or whenever it is. I'm actually quite surprised that the teams were making as much of an effort as they do. They've got nothing to play for. You know, they're even running around.
Well, Sunderland didn't. No, I can assure you that. Good God.
Next season,
Middlesbrough didn't really either. Although Patrick Bamford.
Oh, it was lovely to see Bamford. I love Patrick Bamford because he's got grade 7 violin, mainly. But I think he's a lovely footballer. And I think...
Do you?
Yeah.
If you're a striker and you can't get in that Middlesbrough team, something has gone badly wrong with your career.
He'll be back.
I hope so. He's a very lovely fellow.
He's the sort of intellectual footballer I think would enjoy our show. So I don't think we should criticise him. Quick game of Carver House.
All right. It'll be as quick. It'll take as long as it takes.
Well, Max, you're right. I've actually got no idea how it's going to pan out, but let's go.
David Weatherall.
John Chidozie.
Chris Barrett-Williams.
Richard Shaw.
John Gidman.
Ian Butterworth.
Peter Shurtleff.
Trevor Hebbard.
David Swindlehurst.
Lars Bohinen.
Tommy Gaynor.
David Kerslake.
Jamie Pollock.
Tommy Widrington.
Tim Breaker.
Timothy Atuba.
Ruben Agbula.
John Bailey.
Peter Hooker.
Ian Olney.
Ian Bishop.
Ian Culverhouse. Yes! Get in! Good afternoon. This is the world's biggest sports radio station. Terrific start in the Premier League for Crystal Palace. Wilfried Zaha scoring after just 3 minutes. Defensive mistake. Casually side-footed it home. Slightly disappointing because Kevin Day will be in a better mood when we speak to him at half-time in that
early
game.
Doors.
It is early in that. Dave on the World says, is no one going to mention Tranmere Rovers at Wembley today? Tranmere versus Forest Green in the Vauxhall... It's not the comp... The National League... Isn't it? I was going to call it the Vauxhall Conference. I was going back about 20 years. Playoffs, such a massive game to get back into the Football League. Best of luck to both sides there. We're going to do Graham Roberts, footballers are nice. He's our contestant, Spurs legend, in just a second. Let's get some reaction to Culverhouse there. Colin Lount says, usual bunch of random names before the midday news. Joshua says, classic Culverhouse. That set me up for my 8-hour shift at the co-op. I'll be telling the boys about that one. Phil says, stunning game of Culverhouse. I might as well cut and paste this tweet from previous ones when I say, don't know the rules. Joe says, for years I've listened to you play this game. I still don't get it. Chris says, not one for the purist. Clearly Barry's on the beach already. Oh, Paul says, Max Rushton's gone Derby County today on Culverhouse. Chidozie, Hebbard, Bohinen. Chris says, not a classic, but solid Culverhouse. This emotional day. Come on, you Spurs, he says.
Matt Diner said... As an Orient fan, thrilled with today's Culverhouse, with two of our finest players mentioned. I also work with Trevor Hebbard's son.
That's great. Steve says, both opponents nervy in the Culverhouse clash of this, as if both anticipating an invading monster. Dee says, no Anthrobus laziness today. And voila, you managed to finally win one. It ain't rocket science, is it, Max? Mark says, I think Max won Culverhouse because for once he did not play Frank Yallop. Keep that coming in, please. Right now, let's play Footballers Are Nice. Today's contestant, the Spurs legend, Graham Roberts. Good afternoon, Graham.
Good afternoon.
Now, normally we don't talk football in this section, but it would be remiss not to, considering it is the last game at White Hart Lane. I'm sure you've been asked this a million times this week, but your best memories of it?
Well, the UEFA Cup final, captaining the team and scoring the goal in front of your own crowd. I don't think anything gets any better than that. But every time you put the white shirt on, it was a fantastic experience. And, we're all here today. I think there's about 60 of the old boys, legends, turning up. And it's going to be an amazing day today.
Will there be a parade on the pitch? Or?
Yeah, I think there's one afterwards, yep. There's a parade afterwards, I'm sure of that. And, all 60 of us, plus the first team and the squad, will walk around the pitch, yep.
Have you brought, Graham, a chisel or a saw or anything to hack off a personal favourite bit of memorabilia to take home with you?
Well, I want the floodlight. So I think that might be a bit hard.
Is that because
my mate wants the turnstile? So I don't know how he's going to get that out, but
absolutely
it will be amazing.
Love to see Graham Roberts wandering down the Seven Sisters Road
with a big floodlight under each arm.
Just one over there with the Chuckle Brothers at the back. That's
I'll
a great probably, image.
Knowing my luck, I'll get nicked. That's all I need.
Are you sad about today, or you, it's sort of it's got to happen at some point?
Yeah, there is a bit of sadness, but when you look and you see the other ground being built, going around the outside of this stadium, then it's just going to be an amazing place to be. And we have to, if Tottenham want to get up to the top, you have to move on and you have to get a bigger ground, and this is going to be an amazing place. In the end of was it, June next year, this will be an amazing place when we come back to play. So it'll be, you know, yeah, it's a sad day today because there's a lot of memories, a lot of trophies we've won here when in the 80s and 90s and, you know, and a lot of people coming back today that haven't been back for a long time. So, you know, I think there'll be 36,000 inside and there'll probably be 30,000 and maybe more outside. So it's going to be a fantastic day.
Now, this feature, Graham, is called Footballers Are Nice, and we could...
I'm not nice, yeah.
Oh, well, we need to... I mean, this could be a first for this feature. We've been going for three and a half years now to find nice footballers.
Okay.
And we start by asking you a very technical question, which you may have already answered, Graham. Graham Roberts, are you nice?
Off the pitch, yes, very nice, but on the pitch, no.
You are a decidedly uncompromising, hard man, I think it's fair to say.
Well, yeah, you could say that. Yeah, that's being polite. Yeah.
In today's football, Graham, would you have had to change your game slightly, do you think?
Yeah, but I think I could play as well. So I wasn't just a hard tackler. You know, I didn't get bought by Glasgow Rangers, Chelsea and other clubs being just a hard man. I think they saw other things in me as well. So, yeah, I think I could adapt to today's football.
OK. Well, now, we believe you're a nice man. And that means you get to answer 15 unrelated questions.
Oh, lovely.
Graham Roberts. if Barry and I were to come for dinner, Graham Roberts, what would you cook for us?
Spaghetti bolognese.
OK. Is this a dolmio or from scratch?
No, it's from scratch. Okay. And I put chilli sauce in it. It's really nice.
OK, good.
Well, everybody who's eaten it said it's really nice.
Okay. So. That's not just because we had a text going, don't tell him where I am because I'm still scared of Graham Roberts. Saying, yeah, it's lovely, Graham, honestly.
If you were coming to our house for dinner, Graham, and we asked if there was anything in particular you didn't want to eat, what would you say?
I'm not a big eater of steak and I don't like red meat that much.
Okay.
I eat a little bit of it, but I won't. I'm not really.
Do you make your bolognese with chicken?
I do sometimes.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, interesting. Mm. Okay. Do you do your own laundry, Graham?
Yes, I live by myself, so okay. Yes, I do.
Okay.
When did you last take public transport, Graham? Like a bus or a train?
Last night. Oh, I went to London to do a Q&A for the Footballers Club.
Okay.
I go on lots of trains, lots of buses. I'm not, you know.
Man of the people.
Man of the people,
yeah.
Graham.
Yeah, they don't worry me. Yeah.
Now, Pat Jennings struggled with this. What's your favourite insect?
Oh, Jesus. Don't think I've got one, really.
Okay. Emmanuel Frimpong chose the antelope, so it was...
Yeah, I'm not really an animal person, so I'm not really frightened of them, but I don't really... I'm not really bothered, you know.
Indifferent.
Sorry.
Indifferent,
yeah,
to the insect.
Yeah.
It's fine. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you own a onesie, Graham? And if so, do you wear it?
I don't think there's one big enough.
What's your favourite cheese?
I like blue cheese.
Oh, good.
Love blue cheese. Okay.
Yeah. You're on death row, Graham. Sorry about that. 1 hour to go. Which TV show would you settle down to watch?
I like that Lucky Man. I love that. Oh. That is on Sky One.
James Nesbitt,
yes.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely fantastic.
I might give that a try. If you could only eat one fruit for the rest of time,
bananas or oranges? So I'll have to.
I'll
go for oranges.
Okay, fine.
All right. How many toilets do you have, Graham?
Well, I only have one now, but in my old house, four.
Oh, okay.
The one the wife's got.
Who was it last week? Who was it who had 10, but there were three, five he wasn't allowed in?
Wally Downs.
Wally Downs. do you have more televisions than David O'Leary? I'm guessing in the new house, no, but he once boasted to Cascarino he had 11.
Well, good luck to him. He must have had him in the toilets everywhere. I think the most I've ever had was four.
Okay. A career high of four.
Yeah. Graham Roberts, what kind of pants do you prefer? Are you boxers,
jockeys or boxers? I don't mind. Jockeys or boxers. I've just started going back to jockeys.
Oh, okay. Interesting move. Just so you know, John Hartson, always commando. Even when you see him punditing on the telly. Nothing.
That doesn't surprise me.
No, yeah. Nothing underneath those chinos. Yeah. Are you better looking than the former West Brom defender Jonas Olsen? And I had a tweet from Spursio, Bad Spursio, says Graham Roberts is much better looking than Olsen. It's confirmed.
Yeah, I would agree with that as well.
I would too. Your question, Barry.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
I was distracted.
Barry's falling asleep now.
Graham, do you smell nicer than Michael Carrick? Are you a fragrance man?
Yes, I love fragrance. I love Chanel. Oh. I would say I've never actually smelled Michael, but when he comes in today, I might have a sniff.
Would you do that for us? Could you get
I'll have a try.
How close could you get to Michael Carrick this afternoon?
Well, I might see him at the end of the game, so we'll be in the tunnel. So
just go in for
I just go over and like sniff him and he'll go, what the?
Well, you could just lean over to whisper something in his ear and have a good sniff.
Or you could handshake and then go in for the hug, but then just nuzzle down and just a really loud sniff.
And then I'll ring you back and tell you if he's better smeller than me.
Yeah, we'll stay on air until 6:30 just for that moment.
Okay.
Final question, Graham, and then we'll let you go.
No problem.
Are you nicer than Linvoi Primus?
Well, I'm a nice person. Mm-hmm. I've not really met Linvoi, so...
The correct answer, Graham, is no. No, I'm
okay,
not.
Okay, no then. No, I'm not. No. Okay, I'll go with that. I've never met him, but... I've heard that he is a nice person.
Yeah, he is.
So,
he's got an MBE for being nice. There's nothing any of us can do about it. Listen, Graham.
I don't think we can be that.
We can't. Thank you so much for your time.
Enjoy the day today.
Enjoy the parade. Much deserved there. Have a good day. And look, a lot of people have promised us, as Asmir Begovic was the last, to sniff Michael Carrick, and they've never delivered. So please follow through on that.
You do not need to bet me or dare me. I'll do it. Don't worry.
Top man. Graham Roberts, thanks for your time.
On digital radio and 1089 and 1053 AM. Talk Sport.
Time now for what Plymouth Argyle's Ryan Donaldson last night said is the best moment of the show. Guess the attendance.
Okay.
So now, as endorsed by professional footballers, today, top journalist Barry Glendenning takes on top comedian Justin Morehouse. Justin, good afternoon.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm all right. Not only has it been endorsed by top footballers, the Fourth Estate have got involved.
What's happened?
You've not seen John Cross murder.
Oh, yeah. Well, John Cross, he's like the Darth Vader of Guess the Attendance, isn't he? He's constantly tweeting out attendances to sabotage this game. And, you know, face to face, Crossy's a nice man.
Yeah.
But deep down, we can see what he's trying to do here. He's trying to ruin what has become a very, very...
He's trying to undermine it, isn't he?
Yeah.
Well, Crossy sits there in his ivory tower, a.k.a. the press box, and is handed a piece of paper by whatever, an employee of whatever club he has, and it has the official attendance.
Did you see yesterday's?
So he's not guessing these attendances
Sorry, Friday night, he gave the West Brom attendance, and then he also specified the away support as well.
Yeah.
I mean, really...
2,773, as I recall.
It's like the game's gone, isn't it? And here at the grassroots, you know, here we are fighting with nothing.
Yeah.
And he's got everything.
He's working with technology.
And it might not be his responsibility legally, right, to help us out. But ethically, there's a problem with Guess the Attendance right now.
Well, I think there should be an inquiry. I mean, I'm not saying on the level of the phone hacking inquiry. But, you know, along those lines.
Leveson 3.
Yeah. Hutton, sort of a bit of Hutton, bit of Leveson.
Yeah.
You know, and let's just see where we go
but
with
that.
But
they always end up being whitewashes, Justin.
Well, I reckon John Cross would sack the committee, wouldn't they? As they start investigating him. Right, anyway, look, all we can do is play with what we're given, and that today is the Sunday Times, everybody.
Just a bit of a warm-up, actually. Just a bit of warm-up. Just walk the dog by the football pitch.
All right. How many people watching?
Cast a cursory eye over. 17.
Yeah. Oh, good. Okay. Let's start, everybody, at Wembley. The FA Cup, women's FA Cup final.
Record attendance.
Manchester City swept aside Birmingham 4-1 to win the SSE Women's FA Cup for the first time in their history. Justin has some inside knowledge there as a record attendance, but how many were there, Justin?
Inside knowledge. You've been listening to Talk Sport. They've been saying it all week. 38,276.
38,276. What do you say, Barry?
Well, I was going to guess around the mid-30s, but what happens if I guess the same as him?
You can't do that.
Well, he just, seemed,
We've already talked about John Cross bringing the game into disrepute. You can't do that.
38,000.
You can.
I'll just check.
You can.
38,000. No, I'll go. Well, he just seems so sure. I've got 34,312.
35,271. Yes! Barry takes a 1-0 lead. Okay, let's go into the Ladbrokes Scottish League One playoff semi-final. 4-4-2.
4-4-4 was it?
It was.
4-4-4.
He's 5-5.
It was 4-4-4, 2. But how many were there? The playoff semi-final, big game, second leg, 4-4, go through 6-4 on aggregate. But how many were there, Barry?
I'll go 940.
I'm just going to go dirty. 941.
665. Yeah. It's 2-0. It's 2-0 to Barry.
Oh.
Have you lost a 2-0 lead before? You probably
I have, yes.
I hate myself.
The Vanarama North playoff final, Halifax 2, Chorley 1.
I was there yesterday. I was there.
You were there?
I was in Halifax. I wasn't at the game.
Okay, you could have, by osmosis, you could have picked. You could have, walking around Halifax, seen how many people weren't there in town.
Yeah, I could tell you how many empty seats were in my theatre show last night.
How many people were there?
3,600.
Barry?
3,599.
Oh.
7,920. Oh, Glendale is undone.
Okay, then.
2-1.
Let's go to the Betts 365 Stadium. Stoke 1, Arsenal 4. Arsenal still in with the hunt of top four. Could Wenger do it again? The way he celebrated that Ozil goal, which was a beautiful goal. Lovely pass from Sanchez, means he's definitely staying. How many were there, Barry?
At the Britannia.
29,211.
28,304. 27,535. It's 2-2. This is turning into an absolute classic. Where will we go? So much on this. Okay. Ladbrokes Scottish Championship playoff semi-final second leg. Wraith 3, Brechin 3. After extra time, Brechin win 4-3 on penalties. What a classic. How many were there? Wraith, Brechin. Who's going first?
Justin.
Justin. 612.
Barry.
Wraith, I reckon, have a decent fan base. I'm going to go 840.
2,900.
Oh, yes!
32. It's a classic. Justin, well played.
Thanks, Susie. Great game. And do you know what? Guess the attendance is the winner.
It wasn't it?
No, I was the winner, Justin. And don't you forget it.
You're in Rich Bain of form. You're like Sunderland, Glendening.
No, I try. I make an effort in guess the attendance.
The question is, Justin, are you now going to applaud your fans? Are you scuttling back to the dressing room?
I've already got into the kitchen and switched on the Nespresso.
More of that next week. Thank you, Justin. Thank you, Barry. They were the best bits of the show. I hope you enjoyed them. See ya.
Bye.